Epilogue. 2 weeks later. The sun was out when Rainey descended the stairs of Cabot County's courthouse. She wore jeans and a simple white t-shirt, tucked in and belted at the waist. The days were already warm with the promise of summer, and after 4 hours in an office, she enjoyed the feel of spring on her face. The Bakersville task force had been busy in the days since Richard Mann's shooting. Abe Sanders had gotten his wish, formal jurisdiction over the case. He'd also gotten more federal agents breathing down his throat than any one man could handle. The fingerprint results had been stunning. Richard Mann was really Henry Hawkins of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Born to a domineering army lieutenant and his meek librarian wife, Hawkins had moved a dozen times in his childhood. He'd grown up hard, according to his journal, steeped in guns and his father's quick fists. He'd mastered a chameleon personality as he'd shuffled from town to town, school to school, and he'd honed his rage. At his father's harsh ways, at the other children who always saw him as an outsider, at his mother, who never stood up for herself or him. At the age of 20, Hawkinson's parents died unexpectedly in a car crash, robbing him of any chance for retaliation or forgiveness. And his homicidal rampage began. At this point, the FBI had linked him to 2 other school shootings. They were revisiting those cases now, interviewing the boys who'd craved notoriety so badly they'd gone to prison rather than admit someone else had been involved. The Phoebes were also looking into a handful of other shootings, where children had lashed out unexpectedly while Hawkins was living in their town. No doubt some cases were coincidences. They weren't sure, however, that would be true for them all. Hawkins still owned his parents' house in Minnesota. He had armed it with a number of pipe bombs and booby traps to make the investigators' lives more interesting. It slowed down efforts, but didn't stop them. Sanders was leading that raid, and Hawkins had met his match in the state detective's meticulous nature. It would probably be months, maybe even a year, before the last of the evidence was processed. Not that it would matter to Henry Hawkins. With no one to claim his body, he'd been laid to rest in Potter's Field. Danny's case was also being revisited.